Welcome to Nobody Told Me. I'm Laura Owens.
And I'm Jan Black.
And we are really looking forward to talking once again about dating with our guest on this episode, Damona Hoffman. Damona is the official relationship expert for OkCupid, and she's been featured as a relationship coach on TV and in newspapers like the Washington Post and the LA Times.
Damona has also starred in two A&E Network TV series and is the host of the Dates and Mates podcast. Damona, thank you so much for joining us once again.
I'm so glad to be back. You made me sound super official.
You are. Yeah. Yeah.
I have been doing this for a while. So well, yes, I've earned the stripes.
And it's a lot of much needed information. I was thinking back to the time you were first with us on Nobody Told Me, which was about 2 or 3 years ago. It was before the pandemic. And I'm wondering what changes you've seen in dating since then.
Oh, how about everything.
Really?
Totally.
But it seemed like before the pandemic, there's a big cultural shift that's happened in dating. Everyone used to come to me with this dating burnout syndrome. And it was like the speed of dating was I actually, as a dating coach, felt out of control. I was like, I don't know how to stop this for my clients, but it's not healthy. People were just going right from the swipe to the date and going on multiple dates and not doing what I often talk about on my podcast and in my programs as the screening steps. And so if there is a weird silver lining here for dating, it's that it required us to really slow down. You had to start screening people, one, because you couldn't leave your house. So you would have to have a phone call or have some time to get to know someone over text or, you know, have a video chat date before you can meet. And then you also had to screen just for, you know, COVID safety precautions. And that is a big shift in the way people are dating. And it's something that I hope we retain as we continue to move into whatever 95th wave of the pandemic we are going to be in.
Let's please talk about that video date thing you just mentioned. I was single for a lot of the pandemic and, you know, I had been going out on a lot of dates in San Francisco when I was still living there pre-pandemic. And I was, you know, used to going out and being guilty of exactly what you were saying in the open of going out on too many dates. Then the pandemic hit and I found that, yeah, I was interested in looking at my app, certainly, because there was really nothing else to do in my spare time. And, you know, you'd get conversations going. But then at the time where you would typically just schedule a meetup, a drink, whatever, it was like, I don't know, there was something that was holding me back from wanting to do that video chat. Am I the only one who felt that way? Like, why is it so awkward?
You're not the only one who felt that way. I would say right now, a lot of my clients they're so eager to get into real human connection. And that's really what the purpose of dating apps are. It's to connect online so that then you can meet in the real world. And so there has been a real push from daters to now kind of eliminate that video chat date, because I would say, Laura, there's a lot of information in a video chat. It's not just, I'm a big fan of the phone call. I'm kind of old fashioned that way. I think you can tell a lot from real-time synchronous communication that you, rather than texting, we can talk about texting later. That's a whole other animal. But
yes,
I really love the phone call. And I think we kind of forgot that we could do phone calls when we started doing the video chat. But as many people, even who aren't dating, who maybe in their professional world had to do video call after video call after video call, it's very exhausting. And you have to take in so much more information of, like, is there bed messy behind them? Do they have cats? Who's that? A roommate? Like, what's going on?
Right. Like, right.
And you have to let the information really unfold over time. So for you, it sounds like maybe the video chat was a little bit too much too soon. You either want to make the connection online and chat or just get to the date and see if there's a connection.
Yeah. And I think that the other thing for me too, was that it's like, there wasn't necessarily a logical out. If you didn't like the person, you can't say, hey, I need to get home. You're already home. So there just wasn't really a way to end it if you didn't feel chemistry.
That's a good point. And this is why I always tell my clients to bookend their dates. You want to do, you want to have a plan, an intro and an exit strategy. So even if you are at home, you have to remember that you are in control of your dating destiny and how it unfolds. So look, I have a lot of things to do at home. I'm sure you do too.
Right.
And
right.
When we set the stage for, oh, I'm really excited to meet you. I will have to run at nine, but I can't wait to connect with you. And this is something that I keep emphasizing to my clients, is to inspire people to show up for you. When you say it like, well, I gotta go at nine, so we better get this over with, you know, it feels more like a demand. Of course you would never say that, but you know, that's kind of the subtext a lot of times. And instead, if you can just flip it to like, I can't wait to meet you. I do have this hard out at this time, then you've set up an exit strategy for yourself. And a lot of times then people say, well, what if it's going well? Should I just stay? I told them that I was going to leave. And I believe you should get out while the getting's good and leave them wanting more. Let it unfold over time.
Our Nobody Told Me conversation continues as we tell you about our sponsor, Feels. That's Feels, spelled F-E-A-L-S. So what is Feels? Feels is a premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. Simply put, it's a better way to keep your head clear and feel better. CBD isn't about what you feel. It's about what you don't feel. Stress, anxiety, pain. CBD is one of the active compounds found in the hemp plant. It works naturally without any mind-altering effects or high for the person using it.
CBD naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. There's no hangover or addiction. I've had arthritis for years, and I know that aches and pains are just part of living with arthritis, but Feels helps ease the aches and pains for me. It takes the edge off.
I found that it takes the edge off of anxiety and helps me sleep better. I just place a few drops of Feels under my tongue and feel the difference within minutes. The thing to remember about CBD is that finding your right dose is important, and everyone's dose is different.
In fact, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience so that you find your perfect dose.
The Feels customer service team is dedicated to making sure you get the best use of your CBD.
Joining the Feels monthly membership makes your self-care easy. You'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel at any time.
Start feeling better with Feels.
Become a member today by going to feels.com/nobodytoldme, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping.
That's feals.com/nobodytoldme to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping.
Feals.com/nobodytoldme.
Now, how much background information should you try to get on a potential date before you even agree to meet up with them in person? Because this is a different world that we live in these days. And
it can be dangerous.
Right. And you can
really
be the victim of a catfish kind of a scenario. I mean, what should you know about the person you're going to meet up with, even if it's just via video, you know?
Jan, I think I know what's on your Netflix queue without. I know what you've been watching. And look, we see these stories because they are so outrageous and they are so unique. And that's the thing to remember, is that most of the people, look, not everyone you meet is going to be like amazing and knock your socks off, but most people you meet aren't going to be the Tinder swindler and get you to take out credit cards in their name and, you know, everything else that I won't say any spoilers in case people haven't seen it. All but, right. You know, there is a lot of concern around safety, but I think most of that is sort of generated out of our fears because of the things that we see. I think in general, people probably need less information than they think they do before they move on to the date. Because I see people now, they're out here internet sleuthing, ladies. Like everybody's right, trying to get so much information. And then this just happened to one of my Dates and Mates listeners who wrote in saying that they were chatting with someone online and they thought there was going to be a connection. And then they got there, you know, weeks later and it wasn't a match. And it just breaks my heart to think of all of that wasted time that if you had just either done a video chat or met up in person, you probably would have figured out it wasn't a match much sooner.
If you don't think it's a match, are you allowed to ghost someone if it's been just one date? I was hearing actually Matt Hussey talking about this in one of his podcasts that he said he thought it was fine to ghost after one date, but after that, it wasn't. And I'd actually never even heard permission to do it after one.
Look, I'm not going to take down the great Matthew Hussey, but I will say in my program, I talk a lot about empathetic dating, and I encourage my clients to really it's not about taking care of the other person's feelings, but to really think about how they would feel in the other person's shoes. And I think this clears up a lot of communication anxieties if you are thinking of it from that way. So would you, if you went out on one date with someone, would you want them to at least close the loop and let you know it wasn't a match, or would you want them to just disappear?
Absolutely. I would feel horrible if somebody ghosted and I even kind of thought there was some sort of connection.
Right, right. And it doesn't require a lot. That I think sometimes people get tripped up in the explanation.
Like they don't want to hurt their feelings.
Right. And when the way that I look at it, your goal is to make the best connection for yourself. You deserve that and the other person deserves that. And if you know that you are not that person's person, it is actually more humane to just let them know than to keep them on the hook or to ghost them. But people get really caught up in content, in like, what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? What kind of excuse do I need to give them? And what I just was counseling one of my clients through this earlier today, I said, just state your feelings. You don't have to control the outcome or how he reacts, and you really can't, but he can't argue with, I don't feel that there's a connection. And so I said, you know, just give him, you know, the sugar, honey, iced tea sandwich. You've heard of that, right? Like the first piece of bread is a nice compliment. You're so interesting. I really enjoyed getting to know you. And then there's the sugar, honey, iced tea, but I really don't feel the spark. I really don't feel that it's a match. And then the other nice piece of bread. But I know you're going to find someone amazing and you deserve that. He can't argue with that. That's it.
True.
That's your feelings. Uh-huh. And then, you know, if sometimes people do get, you know, their feelings hurt and then they start trying to talk you into it or, you know, berating you. And that's when you just say, thank you. It's not a match. And you unmatch then. But most times when I tell my clients to do this, they say, I didn't expect to get this response. They said, thank you so much for letting me know. Usually people ghost. You're a good person. Thank you for letting me know. I really appreciate you closing the loop.
What are some of the red flags that you see over and over and over again, and you hear from your clients on dates? What are some of the things we need to watch out for?
That maybe we're not.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel like I've become like a red flags coach lately.
Yeah, I bet.
Red flags on the Drew Barrymore show. I've been doing red flags on my podcast. And I kind of want to embrace green flags over red flags, but I will just tell you, let me just start with a couple of red flags with the dating profile. Because the screening process that I was talking about earlier starts way before you even get to the date. So if you see in their profile that if it seems too good to be true, or if the photos don't seem digitally crisp, or a lot of times people say, well, I like their pictures, but there wasn't anything in their bio. Those are red flags that the person either isn't who they say they are, or they aren't as invested in the process as you are. And it doesn't take a lot to build a profile. And we have like at OkCupid, we have blogs with all of the tips on, you know, what words perform best. And we have the matching questions that makes it really easy to find someone who matches you on goals and values. So you don't have to go on like a spelunking mission trying to figure out who this person is. But if you've done a lot of that screening up front, and then you have a small texting exchange with them, and then a phone call or video chat, by the time you get to the date, the only red flags you're looking out for are, did this person make me feel bad about something I said or about myself? Did this person, was this person rude to the wait staff or people around me? And is this person a mismatch on some of my must-haves? And that's a really important element that I coach my clients through, is figuring out way back in the beginning, what are their goals for their relationship? What are their values? And then how can they articulate that in their profile and in person so that they're just looking for a match on those levels?
We're honored to have you as part of our Nobody Told Me family of listeners. And you know, our main goal with this podcast is to share with our listeners ideas that can make their lives better and easier. And that's why we're so excited to tell you about Coda.
Spending your workday jumping from one platform to another for every single task is productivity poison. If you haven't switched to Coda yet, you have to check it out. Coda is the doc that brings it all together. Your valuable data, plans, objectives, and strategies in the same place, on the same page even.
If your best work is spread out across documents, spreadsheets, and a stack of workflow tools you have to jump in and out of all day, you should bring it all together in a Coda doc.
Integrate with the tools you use every day and easily import from other platforms so your Coda doc can be your single source of truth.
Everything is connected in Coda. Buttons can take action and your tables can talk to each other. So an update in one place updates everywhere. Who's going to miss pasting the same thing in 9 different places?
There are templates for anything and everything. Product roadmaps, remote onboarding, launch trackers, meeting notes, you name it, Coda has it. We love using Coda and think you will too.
With Coda, your team can operate on the same information quickly and efficiently. And right now, you can get started having your team all working together on the same page for free.
Head over to coda.io/nobodytoldme.
That's Coda, CODA.io to get started for free. Coda.io/nobodytoldme.
Again, that's coda.io to get started for free. Coda.io/nobodytoldme.
So do you think that the writing of the profile is more important than the pictures?
No, I do not. But I think you have to have something in the bio to leave threads for someone to pick up on and see a connection. If you just have photos, it's just going based on physical attraction, which I'm hearing out in the dating streets, people are a little bit over. And actually, on OkCupid, we're also seeing that a lot of our daters they're looking for real relationships. They're not looking for hookups now. This is also a big shift past coming out of the pandemic. And they're looking for people that really connect with them on their values. And the relationship, the qualities that we're looking for really have started to shift. And looking for someone who, you know, has 6-pack abs, which is great, you know, if you got them. I don't have them. Neither does my husband. But we're not just looking for 6-pack abs. We're looking for substance.
Well, then, so what are the pictures that you think get the most attention and really convey that somebody's genuine? Is it those dog pictures, or are selfie pictures a big turnoff to people? What are you finding?
No, selfie pictures are not a big turnoff. Selfie pictures are actually kind of a must now. And this is something that's changed. You know, I've been coaching for over 15 years. I have seen a big shift, because before you kind of had to have someone else taking the photos. But now, hi, pandemic, who else is taking the photos for you? Yeah. I've had a lot of my clients get tripods that have like the timer on them, because it actually is quite easy if you set yourself up and really plan with purpose. You plan to have the photos, the curated photos on your dating profile, because, you know, people will tell me, oh, I don't have a photo that says that. I don't have a photo that does that. But I'll give you my top tips on choosing your dating profile photos. I lead with the 3 C's. So the 3 C's are color, context, and character. Color, that's strategic. That's to stand out from the crowd. So we see a sea of little black dresses for women. We see a sea of I don't even know what for guys. gray sweatshirts and black. It's not good. And you can really stand out quite a bit just by having color, and especially the color red. Studies show that men are attracted to the color red more than other colors. There was a study that had a border of different colors put on the same women's photos and then shown to men in succession. And they had to rate how attractive they found those women, not realizing that they were seeing the same photos multiple times. But when the border changed from green to red, the women in the same photo were rated more attractive. So it's psychology. When we see red, we think stop. And also in nature, we see red. Red is a symbol of arousal. So you could put on a little red lip, you could put on a red dress, and you know, you don't have to have red, but just having that color strategically helps you stand out. The second C is context. This is telling your story through your photos. So I think this is what you were getting at earlier, Laura, to actually be able to get more information across than in the bio. You can say what you're about in your photos through, you know, showing activities. I was just looking at a client's profile yesterday. She's very outdoorsy. She had a lot of pictures of herself hiking and being out in nature and traveling. And that telegraphed more to me than if she had written about it in her bio. And then the last C is character. That's the one everyone forgets. And that is the personality photo. That's like your goofy side, your weird side, your nerdy side, your quirky side. And that's the one that gets someone to say, oh, this isn't just a pretty face and six pack abs. This is someone who's the right match for me.
Now, how do you feel about doctoring your photo a little bit to soften your features? And maybe
there's a benefit of FaceTime dates, right?
That's true. You see the real deal. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I was going to say on Zoom, the improve my appearance feature.
All the way on.
A lot of people don't know is in there. I'm not a fan of it. And we really, we want to put our best foot forward, but we want to put our most authentic foot forward. And ultimately, if the goal of online dating is making a connection, if you falsely advertised yourself and that person shows up and feels misled, and if they show up and they feel misled, it's not going to ultimately serve you. They're going to be disappointed, and then you're not going to get the second date. Maybe you will get ghosted. Maybe they're listening to Matthew Hussey. They'll ghost you. But I really feel like, it's such an interesting time in dating. And I just really, I want people to show up as their authentic selves. And we haven't even talked about how really Instagram could be a dating app right now, and TikTok. There's a lot of connections that are happening on social media, and we've almost been conditioned to see those fake images of life that it doesn't really exist. That I really want to encourage people to bring more authenticity to dating, and you know the apps do really frown upon using filtered photos. It doesn't help you, and it certainly doesn't help your date see who you truly are.
Our Nobody Told Me conversation continues as we share some information with you about our sponsor, Air MedCare Network.
If a medical emergency arises, are you prepared? Air MedCare Network provides world-class air transport services to the nearest appropriate hospital or trauma center.
AMCN members have the added value of knowing their flight expenses are completely covered when flown by an AMCN provider.
We've mentioned Air MedCare Network on this podcast before, but we may not have highlighted how affordable this membership is.
For as little as $85 a year, it covers your entire household every day, 24/7, even when traveling. AMCN is the largest
medical air transport membership in the country, covering 38 states.
For just pennies a day, you can worry less about what matters most. This is security no family should be without.
And now, as a Nobody Told Me listener, you'll get up to a $50 e-gift card when you join.
Simply visit airmedcarenetwork.com/nobody and use offer code NOBODY.
That's airmedcarenetwork.com/nobody, offer code NOBODY.
Again, that's airmedcarenetwork.com/nobody, offer code NOBODY.
I have friends who live in small towns and they complain that they have just run out of all their options for guys. And they're, you know, then looking back at their old options and who they had conversations with and maybe ghosted. Is it weird for them to go back and write somebody that they maybe matched with 6 months ago, a year ago, and say, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't write back to you a year later? I actually had a guy do that to me and say, sorry, I was in the shower. It was a good opener. 2 years. It was a good opener. But what are your thoughts on that? Is it kind of insulting?
Well, I feel that people, the timing is such a big element of this, right? And sometimes you make a connection when maybe they started talking to someone and things heated up and they weren't responding to messages then, or you know, maybe they were just distracted. Like I was saying at the beginning, the crush of dating burnout and the number of messages, the volume of messages was out of control. And it's better. It's better. Like we've added features like on OkCupid. Now you can eliminate people based on your deal breakers. And you can say, don't show me anybody who is X. So then you're not getting all of these messages in your inbox and you're not getting all of these matches sent to you who don't fit your ultimate needs and relationship goals.
What are some of the other things that you can do to get better matches on these dating apps?
Oh, this is one of my favorite questions. First, you have to remember that the app is, it's a tool. It's any tool you use incorrectly or for the wrong purpose is going to frustrate you. So you have to think of programming the algorithm. And so, you know, as I was saying earlier, when you put those deal breakers on and when you look at, sometimes when I look at someone's profile settings, they don't even realize the things that they have set. And a lot of times it's like a set it and forget it. So you, like you were saying earlier, if somebody was on the app years ago, they come back to it. Many times they don't refresh the profile. You have to be refreshing the profile. You have to be going back through those settings to make sure they're current on OkCupid. Go back through and answer more matching questions because those will all filter into the algorithm. And the algorithm, getting the algorithm working for you is the best way to improve your use of that tool. You can also search in different ways. Like we have stacks on OkCupid where you can search based on their vaccine status, their, you know, where they're located and all sorts of factors and features that would make someone the right match for you. And that was another thing I wanted to bring up in the pandemic. We're also seeing that people are expanding their parameters. Like a lot of times I'll look at people's settings and it's like 5 mile radius of my house, which in LA won't get you very far. But if you were in a small town, like some of the friends you were talking about earlier, Laura, they would probably benefit by expanding their search criteria. And within the pandemic, as a lot of people are working from home, working remotely, it has enabled us to say, what if I don't have to be based here? You even moved in the midst of the we're still in the pandemic. You even moved recently. And if you can just say, what could my life be like if I were in a different place, if I could move for love, how much more would that expand your dating options?
Love that. Yeah, that's so true. I think most people aren't thinking about that. Yeah, if you have the flexibility and you meet the right person, great. You know, at the end of each show, we ask our guests, what is your Nobody Told Me lesson? So curious to know what your Nobody Told Me lesson is after, not after the pandemic again, and hopefully the end of the pandemic. What did nobody tell you about the skills that you would need to have to find love in such a different time that you'd like to pass on to our audience?
Just overall, I would say that nobody told me back when I was single that dating is a set of learned skills. So I do see a lot of frustration around dating because more people are dating today. Before we had OkCupid and other dating apps, your social circle was generally set. So if you weren't going out to the bars and if your friends weren't introducing you to someone and you weren't meeting someone at church, you were kind of out of the dating pool. And so now there's a lot more people in the pool, which can lead to a lot more connections. And I see it as more opportunities to fine tune those dating skills. So everything that we've talked about, from creating the profile to going on the date, to flirting over text, to the video chat, to making a connection in person, these are all learned skills that when you practice them, you can actually improve at them and thereby also enjoy doing them more.
And Damona, how can people connect with you on social media and the internet?
I am on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Damona Hoffman. And I host the Dates and Mates podcast. Every Tuesday, we talk about love in the modern world. So that's at datesandmates.com or wherever you're listening to Nobody Told Me right now.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Damona. It's always so nice to talk to you, and you have such great insights that hopefully we'll get some people who have been staying home and kind of over the dating thing and more into Netflix and chill. Well, that'll get them back out there again.
Yeah. You just got to get started. And then the rest,
that's true.
The rest will be a breeze.
All right. Well, again, Damona Hoffman is the official relationship expert for OkCupid and the host of the Dates and Mates podcast. And her website is damonahoffman.com. I'm Laura Owens.
And I'm Jan Black.
And you've been listening to Nobody Told Me. Thank you so much for joining us.